That just seems to be taking. Oh, there we go. It's just, yeah, because I don't use it every day to record. Yeah, tithes and offerings is an interesting thing, like Yvonne was talking about before. It's something I hate preaching on, and I'm not going to preach on it. But it will be coming through your home group, the teaching on tithes and offerings. The church only survives through tithes and offerings. People in the world, they say, oh, why do these people give to churches? You know, they're just ripping them off, and they look at them, and they're flying around in jets and da-da-da-da. But the thing is, without tithes and offerings, the church can't operate. Because the money from your tithes and offerings, or some of it goes overseas to the Philippines, like you were saying before. Our nice new sound desk has come out of your tithes and offerings, or out of your tithes anyway. So, you know, nothing gets wasted. It all has a purpose. Anyway, this message is about finding the Word of God for this sermon. All this week I had real trouble of finding a Word of God talking to me about what I was going to speak on. Because normally I get a word, it'll be faith or trials or something. And so then I'll preach on that. So this is I thought, okay, I'll write the conversation that I'm having. Okay, so the conversation is, this is the conversation I'm having with God. Okay. Every time I'm on to preach, I have to search my mind for what the Lord wants me to bring to his people. Here at the NP2C, New Plymouth Christian Church, there's no magic formula, you know. I say to myself, self, what does the Lord want this week? I don't know, says self. Don't you have the Holy Spirit indwelling in you? Okay, so I say, Holy Spirit, what's the sermon this week? Says the Holy Spirit, what has God been speaking to you about all week, and what has he been saying to you? Because, you know, God talks to us. We have the Holy Spirit indwelling us from the day of baptism. So the word I always get, and I've said this before, and it never stops. He says, tell my people I love them. Okay? He tells me that all the time. Every time I think about what am I going to speak about, he says, tell my people I love them. Well, Lord, I say, that's such a big subject. There are so many ways to approach that. Where do I start in regard to love? Do I do a sermon on the cross and what you did in sending your only son to die for the sins of the world, who really didn't deserve them at all? However, you allowed it to happen, and through that we are now free from bondage of sin, of which under the law we could never have redeemed ourselves. And this could only be done by the one and only example, the cross, the final baptism of Jesus the Christ. Here's a bit of information I thought I'd look up while I was looking there, because, you know, some Bible say Christ Jesus, some say Jesus Christ, some say Jesus. But the word Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, which translates in the Hebrew Messiah or Messiah. Both these words derive from the words which mean anointed with oil, which is where we get the term anointed one, and setting aside for. And in this case, for the Holy Spirit. He, Jesus, was baptized by his cousin John in the Jordan for the remission of sin. Jesus was a sinless man. He buried his life under the waters of baptism, coming up out of the waters a new creature, and received the baptism of fire in the form of the Holy Spirit. In the form of a dove, sorry. He was tempted in the wilderness by the devil. Then he started his ministry. That's why I always say to people when I baptize them, be prepared to be tempted after your baptism. And again, he was put to death on the cross, the final baptism, and is now ruling at the right hand of the Father for all eternity. And because of what you did, we are all now children of God, kingdom dwellers, on the earth, but not of it. And what was written in Ephesians 2, 6, 7? And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. I'm glad he did that, aren't you? Or do I preach on the love that you, Jesus, showed your disciples, and even after them letting you down, with some running away from the enemy after the cross, when they saw you crucified and dying there on Calvary? I'm sure, Lord, that many of us would have done the same, especially when we believed we were going to die if we even knew you. So if you put yourself in the skin of the people of the time, it was pretty treacherous times. You did warn one of them that they would deny you, three times in fact. The response, of course, was, "No, Lord, I will never deny you," but he did. Imagine the utter shock for him when, after you were resurrected and spoke to him and then lovingly confronted him in asking if he loved you. "Yes," he said. You again repeated, "Do you love me?" "Yes," he said. After the third time, he realized what you were really saying, and it all hit home. Then that must have been so difficult for him, Lord. Of course, he would never, never forget to ever deny you again, even to his death. Lesson learnt. On the other hand, do I speak about relationships? That's an interesting one, Lord. I've counseled many people over the years in all types, and in every case I ask them what their religious affiliations are. Many have none, and that's the real problem. Some hold deep bitterness. They want someone to pay. They want blood, payback, revenge. Their unforgiveness is so bad that they are consumed by it like a poison. And at times it's the only passion they have. How sad, Lord. Sometimes they hold their bitterness even well after the death of the person that they had a problem with. To some, they fall into cancer or sickness through their bitterness. Like I've said so many times, the person is controlling you from the grave. You need to forgive them. But unless a person understands love, this is a hard thing to do. In fact, it's a gift from you, Lord. I'm pretty sure forgiveness isn't a natural instinctive emotion of man. I know for real that it's a gift you gave me many years ago. And so many are so negative as they have no vision. What does the Bible say? Without a vision, the people perish. And I've told these people so many times, all they need to do is meet you, Lord. And of course, John 3:16, for God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Lord, I continually ask your advice. I'm a carpenter. You are a carpenter. We have a lot in common. Thanks for the advice and direction you give me. I certainly couldn't do it without you. That was just an afterthought. I was really lost this week. I had not a word apart from, as I said, tell them that I love them. So, people, Jesus loves you. Okay, so do you guys remember I did a sermon on this some time ago and we played this video clip? Some would know because we've got quite a different church now. You must remember this. Some of you, I don't know, not sure how it happens in the Philippines, but most Europeans over here would know this. Not a good version. Go to that cartoon one with the kids one. You can hardly hear this one. There's another one on there. It's so full of ads now, eh? You can buy it so that you don't get it full of ads. But it's never gone really commercial. Never mind, don't worry. Anyway, you know the song?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get you to sing it.
Okay, just sing it then. Yeah, the baby wants.
No, because then I'll just delete it.
Yes, he said yes.
Yeah. No, never mind. I'm going to just, it'll finish. I'm just going to read the words out. Because the words are really nice. And I mean, I remember the song all the time. It says, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones, to him I belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin, let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me still when I'm weak and ill. From his shining throne on high comes to watch me where I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, he will stay close beside me all the way. He's prepared a home for me, and someday his face I'll see. Yes, Jesus loves me. Okay, so it's a child song. I used to live with a very famous New Zealander. He was a poet philosopher. I lived in a commune in Jerusalem, or a place called Hiru Harama, which is on the Whanganui River, and we had what they called an open commune. And he used to say to me, in every man's a little boy, and every woman a little girl. So I suppose this song appeals to the little boy in me, but it's such a good song. Okay, so while we're on that particular subject of love, let's not forget this one. Anyone who's got married will know this one. It says, love is patient. And this is true love. This is how your love should be to your partner. In fact, to anyone. And you should try and, if you can, memorize it. I can remember some of it. But this is how love works. And this is the love that was designed and created by the great architect God. Okay, he's the guy who made us, and so he had a manual, and in that manual, the Bible, it tells us what love's about. It says love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not exist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So, Lord, I have covered some of what you have shown me. So now it's time for us to show you how much we love you. So if the musicians come up, I'll pray. I'll get out of your way in a minute. Okay, so I'll pray. So let us worship you, O God. Let us show that we love you as much as you love us, that life just would not be the same without you. You are our reason for living. We are your children. You are the great Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. King of kings, Lord of lords, the God of our universe. Blessings, Father. Fill us now with your Holy Spirit, Father, that we will be filled to overflowing. Bless everyone in this place, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Thank you.
Whilst our sister Fran was just preaching, Holy Spirit just gave me a word for the church. And he said, tell my people I love them. Tell them I hear their cries. I hear their prayers and thanksgiving. And I love to hear their worship, their heartfelt joy and praise. I love to hear their voices raised to me in worship. Yes, my people, I love you. I love you for your humble, faithful hearts and your compassion towards each other and others. This is my church, my people. This is what I spoke about when I walked this earth. Yes, tell my people I love them.
King of kings, and you are a sovereign God.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. We pray, O Lord God, that you cleanse our heart, O God. We ask for your presence, your Holy Spirit with us. Purify our hearts, O God. Set us apart, God, so we'll be ready for us. You'll be ready to do your will. Thank you, Lord, and praise you. Let our desire to honor you, God, in our midst today, we worship you. We give you glory. God. Give me glory. You deserve to be glorified, O God. Magnified. Your name be exalted on high, O Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord, and we give you glory.
circumstances we are in, and for all the trials sometimes because of wrong decisions that we made in our lives. You're there for us, for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, your faithfulness. And you never let us go. You never let us go, oh Lord, through it all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. We give you glory. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, team. That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. I want to take this opportunity to call on the congregation. Don't waste your time. This is the time to give your life to God, to Jesus. We don't know what's tomorrow. We don't know. We are not in control. It is only God. Don't waste any time. All you need is to accept Jesus as your only salvation. If any one of you wish to come here and be prayed for in accepting our Lord Jesus, don't hesitate. He loves us, as our sister Cynthia said, tell my people that I love them. So we tell God that we love him too. If any one of you wants to come here and accept Jesus as your only Savior, don't hesitate. Don't wait for another day. Thank you, Lord. Or if there's any individual prayer or prayer that you want me to be prayed for, we will open the font for your prayer. But I think we all have prayed too much. But anyway, before we have the closing prayer by Brother Jamie, I would like to also to give thanks to God for the music team, for the musical instruments that he has provided to us, for this place, that he will bless all of us that he has given to us in our service. Except that our fallback has cups. I don't know what the cups are for.
Just in case you get thirsty.
Anyway, can we call Brother to say the closing prayer?
Shall we all pray? Father, we thank you once again, O Lord, for the time that you have given us, for the opportunity, O Lord, to worship you, to serve you, O Lord, and to hear your words once again, O Lord. Father, we thank you, O Lord, for all the blessings that you have given us, O Lord, for the past week. And thank you, O Lord, for your grace, for your mercy, O Lord, overflowing grace, O Lord, for each and every one of us. Thank you, O Lord, that no one can separate us from you, O Lord. Not death nor life, O Lord, not everything, O Lord, in this world. And thank you, O Lord, for the salvation, O Lord, that you have given to each and every one of us, O Lord, so that we can have the right, O Lord, to worship you. Father, we pray, O Lord, that this coming week, O Lord, give us strength. Give us the knowledge, O Lord. Give us your will, not our will, O Lord. Give us your decision, not our decision, O Lord. Give us, O Lord, what you want us to do, not what we want us to do, O Lord. Let your will be done, O Lord, in our lives, O Lord. And we pray, O Lord, that in everything we do, O Lord, we pray, O Lord, that we honor you, O Lord, that we may worship you, O Lord, in every minute, every single minute, O Lord, of our lives, O Lord. Again, Father, we thank you, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'll just add to that, we probably need to stay grace, do we? Aren't we going to eat?
Yes.
I sitting here looking at everyone, you know, I can see why God loves you. You're such a great bunch of people. You really
Amen.
Are.
Amen.
You all have good hearts, no? You all have really good hearts. All right. So, Father, we just thank you for this food. Thank you and bless those hands that did what they did to make it be. Father, just again, bless these people. I can see why you love them. They're great. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
It's a bit of hotness though, because I still feel like I'm standing up.
How are you going?
Voice problem. Right, so I'm supposed to be good. I'm supposed to go away. So I've got to head off. I start from 3. I've got to head off.
Anyway, our time and offering is going to be done online as some of our